Well, we know that the big game is happening on Sunday, but it's not a big game until it's blessed by the big Super Bowl gospel celebration. And I am really excited because I have Pastor Mike Jr. on the phone with me. How are you?
What's up, girl? I'm excited to be here. Thank you. I want to say publicly, thank you so much for just supporting the music and being a light. So many times we talk about things that we're supposed to say. Well, I want to thank my label. I want to thank my producer. We got to stop and thank people like you who share our music with the world. So I just want to publicly say thank you.
I have to tell you, your stuff just exploded on the scene. We've only know about your music for the last 2 years, but you have been a light as well to a lot of artists around the world.
I appreciate that. And it's in line with the Super Bowl Gospel's theme this year, Catch the Light.
I believe we're living
in difficult, arduous times. It's a darkness just hovering over the country at times.
Yeah.
And I believe God called us to be the light, and that just means a lot to me. I pray somebody listening right now in the D can understand that if you be faithful over a few things, God will fulfill every promise that he made to you. And Two years ago, I sat at home and watched Travis Greene and Tasha Cobb and Anthony Brown perform at the Super Bowl Gospel. Then when they called me to do it, I almost thought it was a prank. Hey, look, stop playing with me. I got stuff. I got five kids. I ain't got time to be playing on the phone.
You got five kids and a pastor of a big church.
That's right, man. So I'm just excited to be a part. You know, Sarah Jakes Roberts is hosting. Comedian DC Young Fly is hosting with her. I'm performing. You got CeCe Winans. Molly Music is performing with Chloe.
I love that.
So we got to pray that she don't give us no ham mercy on the gospel show. I don't know if we're going to make it if she give us some ham mercy. Hey, I don't know if we're going to make it. So it's going to be incredible.
I hope she'll be okay.
Yes, she's going to kill it. And I just want to say this, too, if you don't mind. Melanie Few is such a superwoman.
Yes.
That she is the only person of color who's producing an NFL-sanctioned event.
Yes.
During the Super Bowl week. Think of that's Black history.
Yeah, it is
black history. Literally. So.
And she is a beast for real.
Yeah, she's incredible, man. I love her.
You are actually performing with CeeLo Green now. Your song, Amazing, that is doing very well in Detroit, by the way.
Thank you.
It's from his song, Crazy. How did that collaboration come about?
All right, so are you ready to get the inside scoop and scream laughing at me?
I am.
Keep in mind, Big blows up in a pandemic. So my first number one is when the pandemic starts. My second number one is during the pandemic. At this point, I had never sung Big in front of a real crowd. Mm. I get to Jacksonville, Florida, and I think I'm going to sing Big, and Bishop Von McLaughlin says, and tonight in concert, Pastor Mike Jr., I had never done a concert in my life.
Mm.
So hear me, I have to sing for an hour. I'm 20 minutes in, and I done ran out of songs. I look at the musician and say, I remember when he saved my life.
Oh,
that
Jesus.
That clip goes viral. The Stellars asked me to perform it. I rushed to the studio, make it an actual song.
Oh.
The next thing I know, my phone rings and CeeLo says, if one more person send me this song, I'm going to scream. And here's how much of a blessing he is. We got in touch with CeeLo at 11:45 on a Thursday night. He performed with me 5 hours later on a Friday morning. And it was just incredible. So I can't wait for everybody to see it.
Oh, my gosh. I cannot wait to see it. That just gave me chills. Look at God.
Yeah, that's God, man. That's what I be telling people. They be like, man, I'm going into the studio to make a song. Every song I have that God has blessed, I did not intentionally write. I came up with Big in church. I came up with I Got It at Bible study. I was talking about Claim It As You Got It.
Mm.
And I looked at the church and said, I got it. And my musician jumped up like, oh. And then Amazing was an accident. So, just God.
That first downbeat just throws me. I'm like ready by the time I hear that.
Let's go. I'm excited, man.
Well, I'm really thrilled about the Super Bowl Gospel Celebration, which will be on Saturday. And as we already mentioned, CeCe Winans, also a cypher led by Lecrae, which I can't wait for. And Regina Bell, come on somebody, with the NFL Players Choir. This is going to be so cool. Where can we find it?
Man, so the Super Bowl Gospel Celebration is a simulcast on Saturday, February 12th at 8 p.m. on Bounce TV. For the very first time, it will be streamed on Prime Video and IMDb. You don't need a membership for that. And the debut telecast will be followed by an encore on ION Sunday, February 13th. So I'm excited. Deion Sanders is getting the Lifetime of Inspiration Award. That's who I'm honoring. Ooh. And I just can't wait. And thank you to everybody who's a part of it.
Oh, absolutely. Well, I look forward to more big things from you, pardon the pun. But and we can follow you on social media.
At Pastor Mike Jr. Or you can pull out your cell phone and text Live Big to 28950. Live Big to 28950.
Pastor Mike Jr., I love you, my brother.
Love you, too, and I'm praying for everyone. If you don't mind, I want to leave you with a quick word. There was a man trapped on the 10th floor of a building. Floors 1 through 9 were engulfed in flames. He looked out the window, and the fire department yelled, "Jump!" That man eventually died in the fire because, like so many people, he was afraid of the problem, which was the fire, and jumping was just the solution. If you're going to be who God called you to be, this is your season to jump.
Jesus.
And watch what God does. It's going to be amazing.
Ooh, you just hit me square in my head. Oh, my goodness. Let me run out of this studio real quick. Pastor Mike Jr., thank you so much.
Thank you so much. God bless you.